TV cameras expose the state of the threatened Malden Hospital. Sight of the issues facing the 150-year-old St Peter's Hospital in Malden were recently shown to a BBC TV crew. It was felt the public should see the state of the NHS Community Hospital, which could close because its buildings are not fit for purpose. The number of stroke rehabilitation beds was reduced from 22 to 16 at St Peter's a decade ago, after an assessment on the condition of the first and second floors meant weight restrictions were introduced. Kirthivasan Ramanathan, a stroke consultant, said patient complexity and the requirement for moving heavy patients makes it important our services and locations are fit for purpose. The stroke rehabilitation unit was moved temporarily to Brentwood Hospital in 2023. Now the NHS would like to make that move permanent. Dr. Matthew Sweeting, Medical Director for Mid and South Essex Integrated Care Board, said, "Staff battle on a daily basis with the challenges of an 1870s building, corridor space, weight restrictions, and damp coming through the ceilings. On the first floor of the currently closed stroke rehabilitation unit, cameras recorded cracks in the walls caused by leaking rainwater from the roof. Water damage on the ground floor was also visible. Towels had been stuffed in old windows just to stop them rattling. The weight restrictions on the first and second floors were in place because it would be unsafe for heavy equipment and larger patients to be moved there. The board says parts of it are no longer safe for patients to stay in or staff to work in." And it adds, "It would cost £18,700,000 to fix all the problems, and that is more money than is available." Meanwhile, Mr. Ramanathan said the proposals offer us opportunity to develop centres of excellence. About 500 people a year in Mid and South Essex need to stay in hospital for specialist stroke rehabilitation. The NHS wants to make the stroke rehab units move to Brentwood permanent. St Peter's birthing unit moved to Braintree in August. Six births took place a month at the midwife-led unit when it was in Malden. In Braintree, there are currently an average of nine. The consultation is proposing to make this move permanent. Laura Rose Thorogood, chairwoman of the Mid and South Essex Maternity Voices Group, which represents mothers and staff, said, "A lot of people are quite upset and distressed at the fact that they can't make use of the building." She says St Peter's holds a lot of memories and it's really important for people in the community. However, knowing that the building isn't fit for purpose, it's really tangible that we need to have conversations with the trust, she said. Finally, St Peter's sees about 300 patients a day with more than 80,000 outpatient appointments a year, according to the NHS. Blood tests, x-rays, dermatology, maternity, and orthopaedics are among the services provided at the hospital. Malden's Conservative MP, Sir John Whittingdale, says reprovision of services in his constituency have got to be in place before we contemplate closing the existing hospital. Dr. Sweeting said, "Our absolute commitment was to keep outpatients and pre- and post-birth maternity services in Malden, and there are sites identified. Public consultation documents state, we are unlikely to find a single place where all these services can go together, which means different services would likely be in different buildings." And the report says orthopaedics, rheumatology, radiology and ultrasound need to be together and might be based outside of the Malden district. Braintree Community Hospital, which is 16 miles away, is one of the options. The consultation is running until March 21st. And there are a series of public events organised for it.